Good evening and welcome to Rowan University Radio WGLS. I'm your host Douglas Mapp and we're here for another 2 hours of the growth and development of jazz. This week, as promised, we will focus on two of the giants of the jazz field, Miles Davis and John Coltrane. In the second half of the 20th century, no two musicians had a greater impact on how music is played and why. Their influences are still felt today. Many of the jazz masters performing today got their starts in the bands of Miles Davis or John Coltrane. As a matter of fact, Train's biggest break came when he was asked to play in Miles' band in the mid-50s. A few of the groups and musicians that owe a debt to Miles Davis would include Herbie Hancock, Weather Report, Chick Corea, Marcus Miller, Dave Holland, and pianist Bill Evans. I'm going to start off with Miles Davis. Born in Alton, Illinois in 1926, Davis grew up in East St. Louis. He started the trumpet at age 13. Living in St. Louis, Davis had a chance to meet a lot of people like Clark Terry and Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. They would all come through there on occasion playing jobs. Miles Davis came from a fairly well-to-do family. His father was a doctor, and Miles had a chance to go to the Juilliard School in New York City. Before long, he was playing gigs with the likes of Charlie Parker, Coleman Hawkins, Benny Carter. He was even a member of that famous Billy Eckstein band that was under the direction of Dizzy Gillespie. Miles' first important recordings as a leader is The Birth of the Cool from 1949. We're going to listen to one cut from that because we heard a lot of that last week, but I just want to, today we're going to try to get through 50 years of recorded Miles Davis music, if possible. The early 50s saw Miles leading a number of small groups, and it's a veritable who's who that Miles was playing with in that period. But when we get to the mid-50s, Miles starts to have a string of bands that stay relatively stable long enough for there to be great recorded evidence of these bands. Miles Davis is one of the few musicians who, throughout his career, continued to change the style of music that he was associated with from time to time. It's almost as though he felt he had said what he could say in a certain style of music. You know, he made that cool jazz recording, and then bam, he moved into hard bop. He did that for about 6 or 7 years. Then he moves into kind of a post-bop thing, that band with Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter, Ron Carter and Tony Williams, start to move hard bop and into something that some people have a hard time coming up with a word for it. He played in the avant-garde, free jazz, jazz rock fusion, and he even played some music that today we have to say that was kind of the forerunner of smooth jazz. When he was playing any of these styles, Miles Davis pretty much owned them. And when he was done with them, he didn't look back. There are many stories of after the group that included Herbie Hancock and Ron Carter broke up, record producers and concert promoters asked Miles to please put that group back together. They were offering a lot of money, you know, like, why don't you just get together? We'll play one concert. We'll pay you thousands and thousands of dollars. And Miles would have nothing with it. As a matter of fact, the band was created out of the band that Miles didn't want to play with. It was he did play some concert called VSOP with Herbie Hancock and Ron Carter, and then they created a band, and the first trumpet player to play in the band was Freddie Hubbard, and then a young trumpet player by the name of Wynton Marsalis played in these bands, and this was basically the music of Miles Davis from the mid to late 60s being played by everybody except Miles. There are a ton of books written about Miles Davis, and I would urge anybody listening tonight to try to check out one or two of them. As great as his music was, Miles himself was a very interesting man who had quite a few different tastes. He was into painting and things like that. Since I only have an hour to play his music today, I'm going to try to get into it as much as possible and to speak as little as possible. This first set, I'm going to keep it short so that in the second part, we'll be able to play a couple of longer compositions. We're going to hear from The Birth of the Cool, the tune Move. Then we're going to move on to one of his classic quintets from 1956. We're going to hear Dizzy Gillespie tune Salt Peanuts. This version of the band features Miles Davis, John Coltrane on the tenor saxophone, Paul Chambers on the bass, Philly Joe Jones, and Red Garland. After that, we're going to hear two recordings from 1958 from the album Porgy and Bess. We're going to hear the tune Gone and then Summertime. After that, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and move just a little bit forward. ¶¶ I'm going to try my best to stay on task, so I'm going to take my first break now, and then we're going to come back and hear that Miles Davis version of Summertime.